Maureen Terman got the defence of the Ulster Crowns up and running with a convincing victory over St Paul's in the first round, and away from home against Tyrone champions Errigal.
You know, we don't know a lot about Errigal, Kieran. We haven't faced them in any of the Ulster competitions to date now, so really a new challenge ahead of us now on Sunday.
Yeah. Having said that, I saw they ran up a big victory. Was it 5-20 to no score against Glenn from Derry? So obviously they have a lot of scoring power and probably very strong in the back as well.
I suppose I always say this team, any team now at this level of competition, we're going into the semi-final now on Sunday, are always going to be a good side. I know that was a big score, all right. So, but, you know, ourselves, going into Sunday's game, no matter what, we'll be very wary of the opposition. We've heard a lot about them, you know, and we've heard that they're good defensively and stuff like that. And I suppose they'll be looking at, I suppose, the positives in our team as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the two of us will be going out there and we'll have our homework done. But as I said here, we're a wee bit weary going in now on Sunday because, you know, as you say, we're stepping into the unknown. We don't know an awful lot about them. Any team coming out of Tyrone will be a good team.
And they're
always
home,
good teams. And they're at home as well.
But having said that, I suppose this time last year, you're obviously one of the teams on the horizon. The shoe is on the other foot this year. You're the reigning Ulster and All Ireland champion. So no matter where you go, everybody's going to be ready for you.
That's right. And then the pressure that comes along with that there as well. You know, we're no longer underdogs, and there's something special to be said about being underdog and at a game as well. You have nothing to lose when you go into a game, and you have everything to gain. Whereas for us, I suppose we have a hell of a lot to lose. You know, when you're trying to maybe maintain the Ulster title now, and I suppose that's what we're trying to do at the minute. That adds a wee bit of pressure, and you're always looking to perfect your game. You're always looking to better your last performance, and you know you're always looking to get back to get a step closer to getting your hands in the Ulster Cup again. So, you know, I suppose there is a wee bit of pressure, but in saying that, you know, a lot of experience comes with playing games and a lot of games at this level. So we have the experience going into Sunday's game to know what it's all about as well, Tom. So, you know, we'd be fairly confident in that.
Having watched your first game against St Paul's, I thought you showed great energy and a great appetite.
Yeah, you know, it's hard. I didn't really know, and I suppose we didn't really know how the year would go, you know, after you won and after you trained so hard for here, and then I suppose you won the ultimate prize at the end of it. Sometimes players can have an attitude, well, I've been there and I've done that now and I've got what I really wanted to get out of my sport. But now, to be fair to the girls, the hunger's there, the determination, the commitment's back again this year. And you know, it doesn't seem like enough now to have 1-1. Mm-hmm. We want to go maybe and try and retain it. And, you know, I suppose we want to be a bit of competition for other teams, isn't it? And,
yeah,
you know, everybody kind of looks to last year's winners. And, you know, they provide the serious competition and any competition, I suppose. So, yeah, you know, we're going to go out there and do our best, Tom.
And by and large, much the same team. I know there's one or two people. Is it Grainne McDade and Dara Kelly missing through injury? But otherwise, much the same team, really.
Yeah, same team. You know, a few new girls come in at the beginning of the year, you know, and you always need them drafted into the team. But, you know, we're kind of, I suppose, a bit unfortunate with injuries this year. As you say, them two girls out, key players, you know, on our team up to this date. There's nothing we can do about it at this stage, you know. The girls are working on their injuries. But you know what, we have a strong enough panel there, and that's why it's important to have a good panel, you know, going into any competition, so that you can have backup for situations like this.
Yeah, and as you said, they are the Tyrone champions. You may know a little about them, but there's bound to be a solid test awaiting you tomorrow.
Ah, yes. You know, come here, when you're, as I say, at this level of the competition, you take nothing for granted. And Errigal, Kieran are going to no doubt be a good side and a side to be reckoned with. And at the end of the day, they're going to be out to try and beat the All-Ireland champions. And I'm sure that's the way they're preparing for the game. And I'm sure that no doubt they want to go to progress into the Ulster final. There's a place in the Ulster final waiting any of the teams that, you know, go through now on Sunday. So the prize is big for them as well.